Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing By the Time We Get to Arizona by Madeline Ashby. The story is first published in the Hieroglyph Anthology from 2014. By the Time We Get to Arizona is a story about immigration, about borders. The setup is we have what is called a prototype community. This is a community that is under deep surveillance, almost like a Truman Show reality TV type of thing. It's a type of surveillance where every action is known, even down to data analysis of things like your toilet flushes, what you buy in shops. There's machines that can detect ambient hormone releases in the body, so it can tell whether you're lying. And just like a Reddit post or a YouTube video, you're upvoted. There's likes and dislikes. You can vote on the people around you. And it's unclear which members of this community are able to vote. And the whole idea of voting is incentivized. In this place, people have to test out jobs for 6 week stints. In this story, it's a job involving lasers and science, complicated things that the average person probably wouldn't be able to do without necessary education. So with this idea of the surveillance, the invasiveness, the paranoia that this leads to, there's also a deep sense of environmental politics running through this. So there's a lot about corporations taking control over people's lives, a lot about how big data is used, how the deserts around the Mexican border should be used as a solar farm rather than a wasteland where people die trying to get into America. So along with this, along with the issues of immigration, surveillance, corporate control, corporate power, environmentalism, the main theme of this story, the main kind of inciting event of this story is about how pregnancy can literally ruin a woman's prospects. It seems that the rules of this community, if you're going to become an American citizen, you are precluded from this process if you're pregnant. The couple in this, we find out that the woman's pregnant. And because of the way things are being monitored, she's not allowed to lie. She can't lie. She's not allowed to be pregnant. There's strict controls over birth control on abortion rights. So they're essentially backed into a corner and have to make the trip through an illegal tunnel to get these drugs. So yeah, a lot going on in this story. It's well worth giving it a read. And even though I've picked out all these themes, all these ideas in the story, she doesn't hit you in the face with them. It's not like a fact dump or a expositional thing. It's all part of the story. It's all in the background. It's done a lot more subtly than I'm suggesting. So I think something like Margaret Atwood or Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro, we get this sense of this dystopian backdrop, this dystopian world, but it's never really explained fully why things are the way they are. Have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'm posting these episodes onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. That's JONCRONSHAW. I'm posting these episodes along with my own short fiction, plus my daily updates of the Ray Bradbury Challenge. The latest story I posted is a fantasy story about a female assassin called Basilisk on a Yellow Field. So please feel free to check that out, share that. That'd be great. In other news, I've just completed the first draft to a post-apocalyptic novel, so I'll have more on that soon. If you're enjoying these shows, please do leave a review on the podcast platform of your choice. So leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That'd be wonderful. So until next time, cheerio.